Maybe you need hot, anonymous sex, Jillian suggested with a naughty twinkle in her eye, as if she'd had a direct link to Raina's thoughts. It's been a long, dry spell, and the idea is definitely tempting, Raina replied, a humorous note lacing the truth of her words. Vibrators and sex toys did the job as far as getting her off, but it couldn't replace the feel or pleasure of a strong, powerful, virile man thrusting deep inside of her, or having his hands skimming along her curves, his hot mouth seducing hers. Yes, she definitely missed that, and the provocative thought made her feel a bit flushed. Jillian bit her bottom lip for a second before reaching into her purse and pulling out a white envelope. You've done a lot for me, and I want to do something for you for a change. Take this and indulge yourself. She pushed the envelope across the counter to Raina. Raina picked it up and read the word welcome embossed in black across the front. What is this? She asked, confused and curious at the same time. An invitation to the Players Club. Raina's eyes widened in surprise, and her heart fluttered in her chest with undeniable excitement. She knew exactly what the Players Club was, a private, members-only sex club that catered to an elite and prominent clientele in order to maintain its exclusivity. A personal recommendation was required to even visit the club, and since Dean and Jillian had recently become members, they now had the privilege of extending an invitation to a guest. And Jillian had chosen her. Oh, wow, Raina breathed as she brushed her thumb over the embossed lettering on the envelope, still in shock. Really? Yes, really, Jillian mimicked playfully. You deserve a sexy night all to yourself, and I can guarantee that any fantasy you have can be fulfilled at the Players Club. Raina had plenty of private, naughty fantasies stored away in the deepest recesses of her mind, none of which she had ever shared, because those scenarios were just too wicked and forbidden to reveal to any of the guys she had dated up to this point, all of whom had big egos and had been self-centered lovers. Yes, she owned a boutique that sold all sorts of kinky items to enhance sex play, but it took a strong, confident man who didn't feel threatened by her expertise to give her what she desired, who knew what she needed without asking, and made that pleasure his sole focus. Finding that kind of compelling man at the Players Club in one night was improbable, but certainly more possible than in her daily life, and she wasn't about to refuse Jillian's gift. She'd been given the equivalent of Willy Wonka's golden ticket, but instead of gorging on chocolate, she planned to indulge in as many orgasms as she could.